Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, the editor, the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Some good news, some bad news. Let's start with the good news. It has to do with something called Kirsch Helmets. What's this about?
Yeah, Kirsch Helmets is a Capital Region startup that has designed a safer motorcycle helmet, and it's now ready to sell its product. The goal is to be in more than 100 stores by the end of the year. President of the company, Donnie DeVito, believes this can be the next billion-dollar company in the Capital Region. Kirsch Helmets has spent the last 2 years doing research and development and is now manufacturing at the Sealy Machine campus in Queensbury. Kirsch is headquartered at the New York Biz Lab in Schenectady. The interior of the half-shelf helmet is lined with a silicone material rather than the traditional plastic foam material, making it less bulky. The design is made to better fit a person's head, preventing movement once a helmet is on. DeVito said Kirsch's product is the only motorcycle helmet that's 100% American-made, which appeals to a lot of clientele in the market. Much of the product's final assembly is done by veterans as well as people with disabilities. As the company has been working to get the product in stores, DeVito said he thinks the halt on global shipping during the pandemic could actually be a benefit because it created empty shelf space that gave Kirsch a chance to enter the market without as much direct competition. There are also plans to look at developing helmets for other industries, including construction and athletics.
Now to some bad news for a hospitality company that planned to build in Saratoga Springs. What's this story about?
Yes, Japanese hospitality company Hoshino Resorts has backed out of plans to construct a resort and spa near the southern edge of Saratoga Springs. The hotel and spa management companies had signed a contract back in the fall of 2018 to purchase three parcels at the corner of Route 9 and Columbia Avenue, which is near the Saratoga State Park. The transaction was scheduled to close this month, but attorneys for the group said the decision was made because of business reasons. A lot has changed for the hospitality industry over the past year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Many Saratoga shops, restaurants, and hotels are coming off a challenging summer after the pandemic forced the race course to hold its season without fans. The property where the resort was planned in Saratoga is located along a heavily traveled road with nearly 22,000 cars driving by each day. And the property sits in an area designated as a tourist area-related business district. The city is in the process of revising its zoning code. The details of what type of development will be permitted may not be known for a few more weeks.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you.